This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Jennifer Fong, who is Executive Director of Student Learning Supports with the San Francisco Unified School District. Now, she oversees a very original program. It's called Early College. A lot of time when people think of kids who are in high school taking college courses, they think of that kid who is so advanced that they can just go to college. But this is a total flip on the idea, and the idea is to help kids who may not think they're going to go to college have that sense of strength to be able to say, hey, I can do it, I'm going to college.
Yes, thanks, Carol. Early College was created in 2016 with the help of two grants. The idea was to take students who didn't think of themselves as college going and make it possible for them to attend by removing the different hurdles. So students attend high school in the morning, and then a yellow school bus picks them up and takes them to a City College campus in the afternoon where they are actually college students.
And so you have very purposely identified high schools in San Francisco where there are kids who really need to have that encouragement and support.
One of our first schools was San Francisco International High School, which is a school for recent immigrants. And part of their goal when the school started was to have community college classes for their students. So these students leave at lunch and are taking a range of courses that are in their interest and also have a connection to a job that might pay well. We've learned that many underrepresented students do not attend college because they have to work. So our early college program is combining courses in fields where students can get jobs.
And so you've practically doubled the number of students who are doing this early college.
Yes, we've been able to double the number of students in two ways. First, we're offering students an opportunity to take classes during the summer, which has normally been a free-for-all. And the second thing is we're offering students to take classes during the school year and making it possible by providing the textbook, by providing the bus to bring them to college, and by providing counselors that support them. The students do struggle, and what's great is that they're able to have support of an adult who's going to help them get back on track instead of dropping out.
Yeah, lots of times you hear stories about first-generation students who have gotten into college but then drop out because it's so overwhelming, and no one is there to lend a hand of support or encouragement.
That's what makes this program unique. Both the staff at the high school as well as the staff in my office are very concerned about showing students the way to be successful in college. So we start with orientation and registration, make sure the first week goes well, show them how to use the variety of support services at the college and access the technology, how to set up study groups with their peers. I always tell students that in college, you may not know, it's not cheating if you actually work with your peers on assignments, because that's what mirrors the real world when we work collaboratively in offices and things like that. So teaching the students how to be successful by talking to their peers or talking to their instructors and successfully completing the college courses.
And this really is the epitome of Free City College, isn't it?
Yes, this is. Students can take dual enrollment for free, and because either the school or my office provides the textbook, this program is accessible to everyone.
And at these high schools, are they starting to learn, let's say, in ninth grade, you know, you're going to have this opportunity?
We have a college and career course which introduces them to this concept. And then the schools now are bringing some of the early college down to juniors and looking at what courses younger students can take. We're definitely recruiting students who are current sophomores who will be able to take courses this summer and start earlier. Some students might be able to finish high school with 30 college credits and save themselves a year of college tuition.
That's a big deal. Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Jennifer Fong, who is Executive Director of Student Learning Supports with the San Francisco Unified School District. And the program that she's overseeing and we're talking about is called Early College. And this is an opportunity, really an opportunity for kids who may not think that they could go to college to have the support and sign up at City College and get courses and get credit for college and also get high school credit. So what are the types of courses that kids are taking at City College?
Students are taking child development to help build a pre-educator pipeline for the school district. They're also interested in the various high-wage fields in our area, such as biotechnology, computer science, and visual media design. We also have students interested in learning more of the trades, such as construction and automotive.
And when they go to school, right after lunch, a bus comes up and they say, hey, it's time to go to college?
Exactly. And you should see the yellow school bus filled with 70 high school students. It's really packed in there. Usually you expect to see these yellow school buses with six-year-olds, and 70 high school students is quite a scene.
And what have you gotten in terms of measurement of success? Now, this is a program that is only a couple of years going, and so you probably don't have so many completed four-year colleges. But what are you looking at to say, hey, we're on the right track?
We are looking at current participation for the schools that have signed on for this pilot. Do they continue into the next semester or the next year? And they have. We are also looking at whether we can increase summer enrollment. And then we want to see how many students enroll in college after graduation and persist past the first semester, past the second semester. And we hope to gather more data now that we have students completing and alumni.
Okay, so if I'm a mom of a student and I never went to college and this is brand new for me, is there some discussion with families about how this opportunity works?
We hold a number of student orientations, and oftentimes parents will come and we have a separate room to explain how this works and how we are going to help empower their child to be successful in college on their own, whether it's asking for help or accessing the various technology needed for college, and giving parents an idea of some questions they can ask their own children to help them be successful. But it's not the case where parents can communicate with college instructors directly.
Well, that's another issue entirely. You're asking them to understand that they're going to more than high school, that there are higher expectations of learning and doing schoolwork, and their interaction may be more than a question of what did you do in school today?
Definitely. You know, parents often ask questions about advanced placement versus early college. And one thing we tell them about early college is once the student takes and passes these classes, they actually have the college credit. They don't have to wait to see if the university will accept the AP score, and the student doesn't can pass the class and not wait on one high stakes test. We believe that students will be able to save money for college, maybe a semester or two of college tuition, by participating in early college now.
I'd really like to thank Jennifer Fong, Executive Director of Student Learning Support in the San Francisco Unified School District, about talking about this really, really interesting and targeted program called Early College to encourage kids who might not think that they could go to college to start going to college while they're in high school. This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW.